Again, we'll start Mem Chesam Beis, Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer. Let me get a Sidur. Maybe we should all have take Sidur for Bechas HaMazgim. Follow along. I think it's Kedai, have a sitter? I think it's Kedai. There's no difference. Is there a difference? The Pesach is Yedecha. Very minor difference. This one's hard if there are any. Alright. Okay. It's nice and quiet. We're in the microphone tonight. It's nice and quiet here. Tanya. What? Is there? 10 o'clock? I don't know. Tanya Beleza Emer Kol Shloi Omar Eretz Chemdo Tovar Uruchav Bebruchas Oretz Umalchus Beis Da Bebuni Yerushalayim Lo Yad Sayyidei Chayvas. So let's look at Bebruchas Hamazin. There are four, we all know there are four brachas Bebruchas Hamazin. So the Gemara is now jumping to the second bracha, which begins with Noide Lecha. There are two paragraphs in the second bracha, Noide Lecha, which is Bircha Saretz, and Noide Lecha Hashem Lachim Al Shenchalta. This is look at the Nusach. It's all about Eretz Yisrael. Shenchalta La'aviseinu Eretz Chemda Toivu Rechavav Yal Shalat Yisrael Eretz. Okay, we're going to mention other things, but we begin primarily with Eretz Yisrael. So let's see again. Kol Shloyamar Eretz Chemda Toivo Urechava. Okay, that's the opening of Birchas Haaretz. Period. Now let's jump to the third bracha. The third bracha is Racheim Hashem Elokeinu Al Yisrael Amecha. We mentioned first Yisrael Amecha, then we mentioned the Al Yerushalayim Irecha, the Al Tzion Mishkan Kevedecha, the Al Malchus Beis David Mishichecha. Okay, that's in the third bracha. So if you omit Eretz, the Nusach, Eretz, Chemda, Toivu Rechava in the Birchas Haaretz, and Malchus Beis David Bebonei Yerushalayim, Lo Yotza Yidei Chayvasa, you have not fulfilled your obligation. Okay, so look at Rashi. Rashi says, Malchus Beis David Bebonei Yerushalayim, Shal Yodei Niskatsha Yerushalayim. Why is that critical? Because only through David was the one that was Mekadesh Yerushalayim. Because there was not, all the Torah says is, Ubas Alamak Masher Asher, what's the Pasuk? Asher Yivchar Hashem Elokecha. It does not say anywhere in the Torah that Yerushalayim will be the place that Hashem will specifically choose for the Beis HaMikdash, for the Hashras HaShechina. It was like Ruach HaKodesh, and it's Emun in David HaMelech Nosan HaNavi Ruach HaKodesh have selected. This is the Makom that Hashem Asher Yivchar Hashem Elokecha. Okay, I'll just tell you very Derech Agav. So an incredible vart, incredible chiddush. We have to go very, very quick, but it's a kedai to hear. I don't remember exactly who says this. Maybe it'll come to me. But the idea is it's a little bit controversial. It's a very interesting idea. You study Nevi'im, you always find by all the kings they were tzaddikim. This was a tzaddik. This is some worse, some were not. Rak habomois. They were unsuccessful in removing the bomos, right? You find it all over. The bomos, they could not get Klal Yisrael to stop worshipping, bring korbanos in the bomos. So what's going on? What's the big deal to stop the bomos? So if you look at the Mefarshim, they give the simple answer, which everyone says the answer is, it's there are bigger battles to fight. It's like a Rav today. So the Rav today can what is he going to fight? Tell the Balabatim not to read the Papalach during Chazar Sashatz, not to read the... You're not allowed to learn. During Chazar Sashatz, you have to listen to the Shatz. You're not allowed to read the Papalach. All these things. So where you go, you're going to fight with the Balabatim. They shouldn't read it. They should be paying attention to Chazar Sashatz. Halavai, they should be reading the Papalach and not be talking during Chazar Sashatz. There are bigger battles to fight. So knew the worshiping, they're bringing Karbonas and the Bama. How terrible is it? It's not very Lishma, they don't know the halacha. There were bigger battles. That's the common answer. But I saw a very powerful answer. Is that Klal Yisrael, there was a segment of Klal Yisrael that did not believe that Yerushalayim was the Mokoyim Asher Yivchar Hashem Elokecha. They felt that Yerushalayim was another Shiloh. Just like Shiloh, Kiloy Bosom Arata El Hamenucha V'Al Hanachla, there was Shiloh. Shiloh was a Bama Gedoyla. It wasn't Unoy V'Givoyin. Okay, you have to be done. There are different Madregos. It wasn't the Mokoyim Asher Yivchar Gezunt Asher Yivchar Hashem Elokecha. There's more yet to come. It's not the final resting place. Oh, there's a Beis HaMikdash. Oh, very nice. There was a very nice structure in Shiloh also. There's yet another Mokoyim that has yet to be selected. Memela, what is Yerushalayim? It's a Bama Gedoyla. B'shas Bama Gedoyla, you're allowed to have a Bama Ketana. It's not just the Pshat, the Klal Yisrael, they were worshipping Karbonos on Bama, because they had such a yearning to be Ovid Hashem, they couldn't come to Yerushalayim, so they had to do it in their backyard. It was a much deeper disagreement. We don't believe that it's very nice, we'll come to Yerushalayim, we'll come to Bama Gedoyla, but there's more. It's an incredible chiddush. It's not something that's common in Mahalach. I think one of the major acharonim says this. I don't remember exactly who says, but one of the major acharonim, could be even one of the rishonim, says this idea. I think it's even alluded to in one of the rishonim, but let's go through that. But over here, David was the one that selected Asher Yivchar Hashem Elokecha, and that's why you have to mention David in Bonei Yerushalayim. So, right, let's go next. Nachum Azokin Lemer Tzoch Sheyizkar Babris. You must mention Bris Mila in Birchas Hamazon, in the Brach of Rachim. We say that Yal Bris, I'm sorry, in the Brach of Birchas, I'm sorry, Birchas Haaretz, the Mamlik of Eretz, because the 13 Brisos, it says with Bris by Eretz Yisrael, it says Bris by Bris Mila. Memel, it's a hekesh between Dus and Mila. Anytime you mention Birchas Haaretz, you also must mention Bris Mila. And that's what we say in the second Brach. Uf Tison Mives Savodim, Yal Bris Choshech Hosamta Biv Serenu. Now that is, the Gemara is going to say, so that's problematic. Why is that problematic? Because Noshim don't anam chuyven bris mila. So what? So why do they say this? So what should be? What would be the ideal thing to do? To have two separate nuschois of birchas hamazon, a nusach for men and a nusach for noshim. That's the Gemara. The Gemara is say this. However, Chazal did not want to do that. They did not want to make a separate nusach. So what do you do? Do you satisfy? Do you make the nusach for the men and the women have to say it even though they're not shaykh the things that's mentioned in birchas hamazon, or maybe take it out? So we'll see the Gemara later on. Two different mahalchim. What? In Echnami. So why is Birchas Hamazon different? So it's a very big question in the Gemara. The Gemara will discuss this in the soon. But if you don't say it, also you must say Call Nachum Azokin Omer Tzoch Shiaskin Sheyizkor Ba Bris. Period. Rabbi Yosi Omer Tzoch Sheyizkor Ba Torah. You must mention Torah. V'al Torascha Shelima Detanu. Palima Omer. Palima is the name of a person. One of the Amoraim. You must say Tzoch Shiakin Bris La Torah. You must mention Bris Mila before you mention it, as we do. Brischa Shechasamta Biv Sereinu. That comes first, and then comes the why. Shazoi Nitna B'Sholosh Brisos. Because Torah was only given with 13 brisos, whereas v'zoid b'zoid nidna b'yud gimel brisos. Bris Mila is more choshuv. Bris Mila, in the Torah, it says 13 times. Or Bris Mila, look at the Rashi, the top Rashi on the page. The parashas Mila shenidna li'avram avinu v'heim k'suvim. It says the word bris 13 times. Go back to the previous Rashi, the previous daf. Torah nidna b'sholosh brisos. B'sholosh mekaymos nidna ha'torah li'shol b'sinai v'al moed v'ha. So he combines it. He combines. Look at the Bach. The Bach ois hey in the Bach. The Sinai near Bienai Tanai Pligi Hasam Lchatana Moitzi. He excludes. He's quoting the Gemara. Rashi is quoting all four because the truth is it's not all four. The Gemara that discussed this there's a machlokes, what are the three? So therefore, l'chata n'moitzi har grizim v'har evil, he removes that from the list, u'machnes oil moit. U'li'idach tana har sinai v'ol moit, chada, deiki counts har sinai v'ol moit as one. Hu d'chlolos nemu b'sinai v'protos v'ol moit, because we count the chlolos at Sinai, and the details at oil moit, v'ayin sham perish elu n'morim daflam et zayin. So the other Gemara discusses, but here the Rashi just makes it true, Rashi m'sechta saita, puts all four together. You have to look in the Gemara in Masechta Saita to understand that from these four different Mekaymites, there were three Berisais that were made with Klal Yisrael for Torah. So therefore, the Gemara says, therefore, in Birchas HaMazon, we put Bris Milah before we put Torah. Back to the Gemara. Rabbi Abba Omer, Tzarech Sheyema Bo Haida, Tchila V'Soif. Another Chiddush. The second bracha begins with Noide Lecha. You begin with an expression of Haida. And it concludes the very end of the bracha, Al Oritz Hatoiva Asher V'Ala Kol Hashem Lokeinu Anachnu Modim Lach. The second paragraph is considered the wind down. It's the seif. After you mention you give Haida, Nochmal V'Ala Kol Hashem Lokeinu Anachnu Modim Lach twice. V'Apoiches, if a person does not want to be Marach, he wants to recite a shortened form of Birchas HaMazon, Lo Yivchais Me'echad, do not. You must at least give Haida once. If you don't even give one, if you don't give one expression, if you just make mention, if you just say in the bracha, and you don't say the paragraph Al HaKol, you don't make any mention of Haida, you just acknowledge that Hashem has given us Eretz Yisrael, and has given us Bismillah, has given us the Torah, but you don't acknowledge it in the form of a thank you, that is Meguna, that is not proper. That is, what's a good translation for Meguna? How do they translate, Meguna in the art school? How do they translate Meguna? It's Meguna, it's something which is not proper.
Disgraceful.
Anyone that concludes manchil, what do we conclude? We conclude al oretz hatoiva asher nosan loch. That's the nusach that we use. The good land which asher nosan loch. It appears there was another nusach, and it will conclude v'asher manchil arotzos. You bequeath lands. That is not a proper nusach. Rashi explains because that is true with regard to the nations of the world as well. Hashem also gave every nation their country, their land. So it's not something which is unique to Eretz Yisrael. You have to have a special expression which brings out the uniqueness of Eretz Yisrael. So when we say v'al oretz hatoiva, toiva means the good land. Only that's something that is miyuchid for Eretz Yisrael, that is proper. Not like a nusach of Yasher manchil arotzois, that would be improper because that would not bring out the uniqueness of Eretz Yisrael. The cholachos manchil arotzos beruchas aretz. Or next, go to the next bracha, the bracha of Rachim. If you conclude instead of saying v'nei yushlaim yakodesh b'mer v'mein, but it's beruchat to Hashem. If you would say beruchat to Hashem, Moshia es Yisrael. That's not proper. Well, even though you would seem that would be correct, because the bracha of Rachim begins with Rachim Hashem Lokeinu Al Yisrael Amecha. We start the bracha with Yisrael. The second thing mentioned in the bracha is Yerushalayim. So you would expect the chasima should go back to the psicha. The psicha is Yisrael. The chasima should be Yisrael. No, it's not proper. The Gemara will explain in a few moments. But anyone that concludes the third bracha with the word Moshiach es Yisrael, the bone Yerushalayim, Harei Zebur, he is an ignoramus. V'chol she'eino oime bris v'tar. Now the Gemara reviews. We mentioned before in the beginning of the Gemara, v'chol aboy v'chol she'eino oime birchas bris v'toyra b'birchas aretz u'malchus beis David b'bonei yushlaim u'lo yotzei dechayvasa. So this talk, this is the part of the Bryce. The Bryce is the same exact thing, that if you don't mention bris, you don't mention Torah in birchas aretz, you don't mention you, then David and yushlaim u'lo yotzei dechayvasa. Mesayla Rabbi Loi, this right Rabbi Loi, the other Rabbi Loi, Amar Yaakov Bar Acham Mishum Rabbeinu kol shloi Amar bris v'toyra b'birchas aretz u'malchus beis David b'bonei yushlaim u'lo yotzei dechayvasa. Okay, so that's halacha. These things must be mentioned. Okay, now the Gemara goes weiter. Pligiba, Abba Yosei bar Dustai. V'rabon, Zmachloikis, Abba Yosei bar Ben Dustai. V'rabon, Chanam 1 says, Hatoy Vameitiv Tzrich Malchus. Now we go to the fourth bracha. The fourth bracha is Hatoy Vameitiv. And this goes back from previous staffim. The question is the fourth bracha D'Oraisa, or is the fourth bracha only Midrabanan? According to one opinion, it's only Midrabanan, it's not Midrash. It was established by Haruge Beta. When Haruge Beta will give Lukvura, their bodies did not decay for 7 years. Chazal will massacre in the bracha of Hatoy Vameitiv. This is Machloikis, Abi Yosi Ben Dustai, the Rabban Chanam 1 says, Hatoy Vameitiv Utsricha Malchus. You must begin with the word Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Noticed bracha number 2 and bracha number 3 does not have malchus. Bracha number 1 has malchus. The first bracha is Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Hazon Nes Olam Kulo B'Tuvo. And then the bracha, there's malchus in the first bracha, but the second bracha begins Noidel Hashem Elokeinu Al Shnat Avseinu. There is no mention of malchus in bracha number 2, and bracha number 3 also has no malchus. Racheim Hashem Elokeinu Al Yisholamecha. There's no malchus number 3, but yet we come to bracha number 4, the bracha of Atoy V'Hametiv. It begins Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Hazon Es Olam Kulo B'Tuvo. So what's going on? So we'll see here in the Machlekes. Yosef and Dustav Rabban Chanan says Toymed of Tzricha Malchus. The Chadamar Eino Tzricha Malchus. The Gemara explains Mandi Amar Tzricha Malchus Kasavar Drabbanon. He holds that it's only Midrabbanon. The Meila Birchas Hamazon is over. It's over. Now let's take a step back. Why is the bracha number 2 and 3 do not have Malchus? Because they are a bracha hasmucha lechaverta. Bracha number 2 and 3 are relying upon the mention of malchus in bracha number 1. A bracha hasmucha lechaverta does not need malchus. When do we have an example of this every single day? Vaharavna. According to many opinions, Vaharavna is a separate bracha. He says, "Asher kedushanu brachat Hashem lekinu melachlum asher kedushanu b'mitzvos b'mitzvon lasok b'divrei soira." Period. Now we have another bracha. Haravna Hashem lekinu stirei sras chavim. It's a separate bracha according to many opinions. Nusach svar as a vav. Right? Nusach svar as a vav. I don't even know what I'm saying every day. Has a vav, and the Ashkenaz does not have a vav. So according to many opinions, it's a separate bracha. But where's the malchus? It's a bracha smucha lechaverta. Elokai nisham is another example. Yisei asher yotzar. Many have the minute to say Elokai nishama right after asher yotzar. Why?
Not everybody.
Some, right? In the Siddurim, most of them it's not printed like that. Has the vav. Okay, so all the way around. Svar does not have the vav. But what about the bracha of Elokai Nishama? Where is the malchus? It's a bracha smucha lechaverta. If you, that's why some put it next to the bracha of Asher Yotza. Okay, but now going back to Birchas Hamazon. Bracha number 2, bracha number 3 do not have a bracha because since Minat Torah, everyone agrees, B'li Yotz Minat Klal, that bracha number 2 and 3 are D'Oraisa. If it's D'Oraisa, it's one big set. If it's one big set, the bracha of the Malchus that said the first bracha of Mela goes in bracha number 2 and number 3. But what about the bracha of Atoy V'Hametiv? That's a newcomer. That came much later on. That came way after, how many years after Torah was given? More than 1,000 years after Torah was given, after the Churban Bayis Sheni. Haruge Beitar. We're dealing over here more than 1,000 years since the giving of the Torah. It's a new bracha. In the mail, it's a new bracha. Chazal have how, when you formulate a bracha, you have to have the nusach of Melech Ho'elam. So here we go back in the Gemara. Chadamar, Toy ben Tzrich Malchus, Chadamar, Ein Tzrich Malchus. The Gemara says, Man Dima Tzrich Malchus, Kosavar, Dirabonon. The mail, it's a new bracha, requires its own formula of Malchus. Uman de Omar, Ein Tzrich Malchus, Kosavar, Dirabonon. Oh, he interprets the psukim, that was a previous staff, he interprets the psukim of Yechalta, Visavatu, Virach, Tzishem Elokecha differently, and he interprets the psukim to come out. The result is that the bracha of Atoyev is D'Oraisa. It's part of the original formula. The Malchus of the first bracha, the Melu go on the last bracha as well. Tanabonin. Mahu Chosem Bibinyan Yerushalayim. How do we conclude the last bracha? the bracha of Uvnei, so we all know what we do, but Uvnei Yerushalayim HaKadosh B'mehar Yimeinu, Baruch Atah Hashem Bonei V'Rachamov Yerushalayim Amen. We conclude with Yerushalayim. Really, is that what's proper? But in the bracha Rachem, we mention Yisrael. Rachem Hashem Elokeinu Al Yisrael Amecha. L'chayim we should be Messiahim with, Hashem should say, Baruch Atah Hashem Yishia Yisrael. Why do we mention Yerushalayim? So that's more discussion about it. Mahu Chosim, what do you conclude within Yerushalayim? Machlok, Shabbat he says, Moshiach Yisrael, because that's how you start. Rachem Hashem Elokeinu al Yisrael Amecha. The male Chassim is Moshiach Yisrael. Moshiach, the Gemara is really Moshiach Yisrael in Binyan Yerushalayim Loi. So the Gemara says, no, you're right. The MS, it is ideal to mention Bonei Yerushalayim. Why? Because this is an important issue. The Gemara brings out in a moment. It's totally zeh b'zeh. The salvation of Klal Yisrael can only come about through a Yerushalayim. If there's no makom, Klal Yisrael does not have a makom. It's a very interesting idea. You know, there's a lot of psychology behind this. We today, we take for granted, we can't even imagine today what it's like. I hear these type of speeches the more modern crowd, these speeches about Zionism, religious Zionism. We can't be masked today how fortunate we are that there is an Eretz Yisrael, whether you like it or not, with all the politics, there's an Eretz Yisrael, there's a Yishuv. That totally changes everything. The Gemara says this. If there's no Yerushalayim, there's no Mokoyim, there's no Mokoyim for Klal Yisrael. It's not Shaykh that Klal Yisrael, that a Jew, a Yehudi, has a salvation. We're in a matzav of Tzara. The Yeshua of Klal Yisrael is totally that we should have a Mokoyim of Kedusha, a Mokoyim of Ashuas Hashchina, a Mokoyim of Yerushalayim. Mimela, if you conclude with Bonei Yerushalayim, Mimela, that includes Rachem Al Yisrael Amecha. The Gemara is telling us, but let's say a person makes a mistake and does not say Bonei Yerushalayim, but just says Moshiach Yisrael, no, b'diyeved, that's also good. The Gemara does not mean to say that it's preferred to say Moshiach Yisrael. No, chas v'shalom. It's ideal to say Bonei Yerushalayim, because Bonei Yerushalayim is koilel Moshiach Yisrael. But b'diyeved, if you say Moshiach Yisrael, that's also sufficient. So Ema he went to visit the Rish Kalusa, Posach B'chada. He starred B'chada with one, which means he only said in Rachem only either Yisrael or Yerushalayim. He did not mention. We do not know which one. But he only mentioned one. He had a shortened version of benching. V'sayim b'tarte, and he concluded with both. He concluded Moshiach Yisrael ubonei Yerushalayim. Amar Rav Chista, Givurta lemechtam b'tarte. Is this a good thing? Is it a mighty thing to conclude with two different inyanim? When you did what shalekidin, a chasima has only one theme. V'atanya Rabbi Omer ein chaysim b'shtayim. You're not allowed to be chaysim with two themes. A chasima only has one theme. Gufa, that's part of the way Chazal misak in brachas. Gufa Rabbi Omer ein chaysim b'shtayim. Esei Levi l'Rabbi. Really, but what about the first bracha? The bracha. I'm sorry. The second bracha. Brachas hamazon. We conclude Baruch Atah Hashem. There are two themes, Eretz Yisrael and Mozoin. Al-Oretz Yal Mozoin. So the Gemara says, no, it's not the Pshat. You don't know how to read the Pshat. You're only praising Hashem for the earth. The earth which produces Mozoin. Eretz, the Mavka, which produces Mozoin. Next Kasha. Al-Oretz Yal Aperos. In the Bracha, Main Shalosh, same thing. It's two different themes. The Gemara says, no, that's not the Pshat. It's Eretz, the Mavka Peros, that produces fruits. Next Kasha. The Kadesh, Yisrael, the Hazmanim. We say this on Yom Tov. Two different themes, Yisrael and Zmanim. No. It's one theme. It's Hashem is Mekadesh Yisrael, and Yisrael, who in turn has the Koyach to sanctify the Zman. It's one thing. Yisrael, the mikadshin l'zmanim. Next kasha, now v'kadesh Yisrael. Another kasha, v'roshei chodoshim. Same answer. Hashem is mikadesh Yisrael. What is the mile of Klal Yisrael? What is the kedusha of Klal Yisrael? That they have kedusha. They have the koyach to be mikadesh. The Yisrael dekadshin l'roshei chodoshim. Now here the Gemara says he came. This is the kasha. What about the next? Mikadesh Hashabos. The Yisrael v'hazmanim. Here there are three separate things. You cannot say that Klal Yisrael is mikadesh Hashabos, because Klal Yisrael is not mekadesh the Shabbos. Kedusha v'kayma. Hashem is mekadesh the Shabbos. It may be true that Klal Yisrael is mekadesh the Yom Tovim and the Rosh Chodeshim, but Klal Yisrael is not mekadesh Shabbos. Shabbos was sanctified by Kadosh Baruch Hu by Sheishes Himei Bereishis. So how do you learn this new nusach? Mekadesh Hashabbos Yisrael v'yazmanim. So he says, you're right. This is the exception. Chutz mizu. This is different. Umayishna. Why talk is this nusach when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov? Do we make this nusach? Do we say when it's Shabbos, Yom Tov, and the Kiddush and the nusach Hatzilah, we say Mekadesh Yisrael v'Yazmanim? Why should this be an exception? Why are we allowed to do this? Umayishna. So the Gemara says, because the truth is, even though it appears simply that it's two different themes, it's really one theme. Hachachodhi. Hasam tar. Hasam tar. They hear really. Chutz mizu, umayishna, hocha chodohi, hosom tarte. Kol chodo chodo bi ape nafshe. Now, what does that mean? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, look at this a little bit of the word of Rashi, chutz mizu, umayishna, hocha chodohi, ein kan ela birchas mikadesh. Shemavorech lekodesh baruchu, shemakadesh hashabbos vazmanim. You're only really giving one shevach to Hashem. Hashem is the one that gives kedusha, period. It just so happens the kedusha manifests itself in different forms. There's a form of kedusha of Shabbos, and there's a form of Yisrael v'hazmanim, but all comes from one kedusha. Avol Moshiach Yisrael, when it comes to Birchas HaMazon, if we were to mention two different themes of Moshiach Yisrael and Bnei Yishlaim, Tartei Mili Ninu, that is completely two separate things. V'yein Kolum Beis Devar Mebruch Achas. Okay, here's another gear, so let's leave it with that. But then, so if, but the basic thing is that it's not really, when it comes to Shabbos, it's all one Kedusha, and the Kedusha can branches out. Whereas, if you want to go mention you Moshe Yisrael, and Yisrael, that's more two separate things. Now the Gemara says, the time of Mai, and then we go back to the theme that we mentioned before. What is indeed the reason why we're not allowed to have a double Chasima, the time of Mai? Why? What? So, Temple of Abroch would have two different chathims. Ein chayis mishtaim, lufish ein ois and mitzvois, chavilois, chavilois. That's a very generally so. You don't do that all over. A bris mila, you don't have a double bris, you don't have a double wedding, you're not allowed to have bundled together mitzvos. Now, my havila, what is halacha? How do we paskin? Amen ab sheishis pasach barachim alam chayishol. So, you paskin like this, of sheishis, it all depends. You have a choice. If you start off the nusach of rachim like we do, rachim, then it would be proper to conclude the chasima should resemble the psicha. Then it would be proper. That's Rav Sheshes. We obviously do not pass like that. We pass like Rav Nachman. For Rav Nachman Amar, Afilu Posach Barachim Al Yisrael Chosim Bone Yerushalayim Bishum Shenemar. It's a pasuk that it's totally ze beze. Bone Yerushalayim Hashem Nidche Yisrael Yechanes. And the interpretation is Imosai Bone Yerushalayim Hashem. When will the Yerushalayim be rebuilt? Bizman Shenidche Yisrael Yechanes. So therefore, the Gemara concludes that really it is one. The Gemara in the Havmin, it was two separate things. That's why the Gemara was playing along. You cannot compare the case. You cannot compare the case of the Kadesh Hashabbos v'Yisrael v'Yazmanim to the case of Bonei Yerushalayim and Moshiach Hashem, because it was in the Gehamina two separate things. But now the Gemara concludes that they really are related, and being they are related, there's no harm in concluding Bonei Yerushalayim, even though we're maskil with Arachim Al Yisrael Mechav. Next, Amal. We want you to be our Rebbe. We invite you to become the Rosh Hashiva. Amalei, I can't. I'm not Roy to be the Rosh Hashiva. I don't even know the basics. I don't even know how to recite Birchas Hamazon. And you want me to go become a teacher to teach you Mishnayos and Brachos? Amalei, my high. What do you mean? What is it about Birchas Hamazon that you do not know? Amalei, the Iklai, I'll tell you what my Shahai would happen with me. The Iklai Lebe Resh Kalusa. I went to the Resh Kalusa. And he was mechabed me with reciting the benching, and I said the Birchas Hamazon. And Rav Sheish was there, and he stuck out his shoulder or his neck against me like a snake. He wanted to kill me. I recited the Birchas Hamazon. He did not like my nusach. Can you imagine? You go to a daven, go to a shatz, go to daven for the oven, and they don't like your nusach, and they fire you. I know my shalaya that happened this year. The person down the first day, they told me they don't want him to down the second day. they just told me, you know, it's just not for us. So he stuck out his neck. He stuck out, therefore he was depressed. I'm not Roy. I don't even know Birchas Hamazon. So the Zakve Rav Sheishas Likoe Aleki Chivya. Vyamai the low why. So why what did you do? You're at fault. There's something wrong with you. Well, what could you do to get to provoke Rav Sheishas? Yamai, Doi Omar, Loi Bris, Loi Torah, Loi Malchus, because I did not recite in the second bracha, Bris Mila, I did not recite Torah, Loi Malchus, and I did not recite in the third bracha, I did not recite Malchus Beis David. Right, we say in the second bracha, we say, like I mentioned, we say V'al Brischa Shechasam Tebib Serena, we say V'al Terascha Shleim Adetanu, and then in the third bracha we mention Malchus Beis David. I did not recite these three things. V'amai Lo Yomarta. Why didn't you do it? Taco, it was good that they were angry at you. What are you playing around here? Kedrav Chananel. Amarav. Rav Chananel Amarav. Lo Yomar Bris Terab Malchus Yotza. Bris Lefish Eide Benoshim. How could you recite Bris Mila? Noshim also have to recite Birchas Hamazon. And Noshim are not chayav Bris Mila. So that's not the proper nusach for them. So if it's not good for them, it's not good for men, because Chazal will not institute two separate nuschos of Birchas Hamazon. And Torah Malchus, Lefishayna Lobi Noshim, Vloy Bavodim. And there's no din of Torah Malchus. Why Malchus? Oh, I didn't pick the why tak is no Malchus by Avodim. Torah is noshim apotif from noshim attack upon the malchus which ain't him loy b'noshim avodim. Why is it no malchus? What does Rashi say?
They cannot be a king.
Okay, fine. Chanami loy b'avodim and the meila. That's why I did not recite this. I did not recite these things. The Merzakasha, really, the ad shavkes kolchani tanoi. How could you? So he said back to him, okay, very good. But Rabbi Chananel is a das yochid. All of the other tanoim and amaroim disagree. They are of the opinion that we do recite bris mila, we do recite Torah, we do recite malchus, even though noshim apater. So what? Noshim have to recite the nusach of the men. Period. So I did good. He was right. Rav Sheishas was correct. And getting angry at you because you took upon yourself the opinion of a yachid and you ignore the opinion of the majority. You deserve what you got. Next. Okay, going back to the before, the brach of Atav requires Malchus. Baruch Hashem Lokinu Melech Olam Hokel Avinu Malkeinu Adireinu. My Komash Malon. What's the Chiddush called Bracha? Shein Ba Malchus Loshma Bracha. We know that already. That's the Chiddush. You must recite Malchus and the Bracha. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan Chadazib already told us. Amar Zera Loimar Shetzricha Shtei Malchuyos. What he means to say is this Bracha of Atayv Ameitiv requires a double mention of Malchus. Chodo Didov Chodo Debone Yerushalayim. In other words, look at the Bracha. The Bracha is Baruch Atah Hashem Elokim Melech Olam. That's one Melech. Melech Olam. Then we say Hokel Avinu Malkeinu. That's another mention of Malchus. And the truth is, there's a third mention of Malchus. To go a bit further, Adireinu Bareinu Goleinu Yotzerik Neshenik Doshakov Reinu Rei Yisrael Hamelech Atoiv. So there are really three mentions, but the Gemara at this point only
takes note of two. It requires what is chiddush is not that the bracha of hatoyva hanetiv requires malchus. Of course, it requires malchus. The chiddush is requires a second reference of malchus. Loi ma'ashet tzricha shtei malchuyos chada dida, one because of the bracha itself. The chada debone yerushalayim, because you have to make up for the second bracha. The third bracha. The third bracha is rachem, and in rachem there is no mention of malchus. The reason why there's no mention of malchus we learn was because it's a bracha smucha lechaverta, so there's no malchus. So the Gemara at this point in the Havamin says, even though there's no mention of bracha smucha lechaverta, but that doesn't really make up, it's still deficient. And where it's possible to be misaking the malchus, we need to do so. And here we have an option of doing so in a fourth bracha. So we add an extra mention of malchus in the fourth bracha to be misaking the missing malchus that the third bracha should have received. The Gemara Sakash, really? You want to be so generous to make up for bracha number three that's missing malchus? So let's make up for bracha number two, because bracha number two also does not have malchus. Yachi, if that's the case, the boy tlas chado dido. Number one for the fourth bracha, the chad de bonei Yerushalayim, bracha number three, the chada de birchas haaretz. So why don't we have three? Now the truth is we do have three. Okay, but the Gemara, could it be the Gemara at this point had a different nusach? The Gemara at this point, no, it's not. We know the nusach because we're already living way after everything has been established. But at this point in time, there were different nusachos, and the Chachamim could very well be that they only had two mentions of malchus in the fourth bracha. Okay, El the Gemara, so what's taka the answer? Why taka are we not concerned with bracha number two? Because bracha number two is a bracha smucha lechaverta. The same bracha number two is potter, and the bracha number three is potter. Ella because aretz my time loy loy mishum havi loy bracha smucha lechaverta. If that's the case, bracha number three is also potter. But in Yerushalayim, nami loy tavoy the havi loy bracha smucha lechaverta. So the Gemara says you're right. Who adin dafil loy bani Yerushalayim nami loy boy? You're right. I am masif. I have charata. Bracha number three doesn't require malchus. Ella idi diyama malchus based off with a whole new time, because in bracha number three we make mention of Malchus David. Yeah, Malchus based David Meshicha. Like we in the Rashi in the previous staff, that only through Malchus of David, Mokama Shayivchar Hashem, it was through David HaMelech, the Navu of David HaMelech, this, the Mokama Shayivchar Hashem, to establish the capital of Eretz Yisrael, the Hashos Hashchina, and the Yerushalayim should be here. That's Yerushalayim. Now, once we have to mention Malchus David, it's not Derech Eretz to mention in the same breath the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Malchus of David. It's or take it back, one step at a time. Once we mention Malchus of David, Nimele, it's a slight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu not to mention Hashem's Malchus. So you'll ask, so mention Hashem's Malchus in the second bracha. Mention Hashem is Melech, and David is the Melech. That's also not proper, because it's not proper in one sentence to equate the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Malchus of David. So you're stuck. There's a no-win situation. You have to mention Malchus. But once you mention Malchus of David, you have to also mention the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if you're going to mention the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not their heritage to mention both of them together. So the only solution is, give David his due in bracha number three, but to compensate for what you need now, the obligation that's upon you to mention Hashem's Malchus, mention a double dosage of Malchus in bracha number four.
Why you have to put David,
that was the previous stuff. The previous stuff was, since we're dealing with Yisrael, with Moshiach Yisrael, and Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim only came through David HaMelech. That was the previous stuff. Only because David doesn't say anything in the Torah anywhere that Yerushalayim should be the Makom HaShoreis HaShechina. All it says is Makom HaShoreis Yivchar Hashem. So who says it's Yerushalayim? Who selected Yerushalayim to be the Makom HaShoreis Yivchar Hashem? David. The male David is synonymous with Yerushalayim. The male, we have no choice. So here we go through the Gemara very quickly. So the answer is, who had the feel David, but Yerushalayim, not my boy. Ella, he did the Amar Malchus space. David, lav oyrechara, duloy Amar Malchus Shamayim. But once we mention Malchus Shamayim, we can't mention the same breath as David. The male got to push off to the next bracha. The next bracha has his own Malchus. Now we give it more Malchus. Rav Papa Amar, Hochi Kamar, Tzricha, when it says in the previous Gemara that it requires Shtein Malchus. So how do we learn those words? It says, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, the Malchus of the bracha itself. And then there's a second Malchus of Hakel Avinu Malkeinu Adireinu. No, that's not what it means double. Double means double in addition to the ikar, for a grand total of three. First Malchus is Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. That's the first Malchus. Then now when it says double, that's referring to Avinu Malchokel, Avinu Malkeinu Adireinu. And then the third Malchus is HaMelech HaToiv HaMeitiv LaKol. So indeed we have three mansions of Malchus, one for Bracha number four, and the other two compensate for Bracha number two and Bracha number three. Yes, second. Well, according to this, according to Rav Papa's answer, it could be there was a difference in nusach between Rav Papa and the previous man Dianar. Rav Papa Mar Hachi Kamar Tzricha Shtei Malchuyos Lebar Midide, for a grand total of three. It's a very big nafkamina. We're very very similar to nafkamina. The more saying that we have a bracha shulch lechaverita, you don't begin with malchus. But does that mean there's something missing? So according to the Gemara's first answer, no, there's nothing missing. Absolutely not. A bracha hasmucha lechaverta does not need malchus, period. There's nothing missing. Why then do we have an extra mention of malchus in bracha number four? Of whole new reason. Because bracha number three mentions David HaMelech. Oh, David HaMelech, you have to mention Hashem is the Melech. But you can't do it in the same breath as David, so you push it to bracha number four. But according to our Papa's answer, no. If just because a bracha doesn't have malchus, because bracha smuch l'chaverta, that's a technical halacha. But it's choser. There's something missing. The bracha is deficient. So if you can be misaking the bracha, be misaking the bracha with malchus later on. Unfortunately, we can always be misaking. When you say alokai neshama, there's no tikkun. What are you going to do? Alokai neshama is a bracha smuch lechaverta. If you say alokai neshama after you say ashayotzar, so you can't say melech, but it's choser. There's something missing. According to your papa, there is. So let's be misakin it. Well, we don't have another bracha that comes afterwards, which gives us an opportunity to be misakin. So there is no solution. But birchas hamazon, we have a tayvu meitiv, we have an eitzah, we have a solution. So if you have a solution, go right ahead and be misakin it. Right? Yosef Rav Zera v'achoy Rav Gidul Yisimah Rav Gidul Yosef Rav Gidul v'kam kamed Rav Huna v'yosef v'kamar ta nu halacha. Let's say you make a mistake. V'lohiske shal Shabbos, you don't say on Shabbos ritzei. Right, so you don't say in the second, in the third bracha, and the third bracha is where you're supposed to say ritzei. You don't say, what do you do? So we all know in all our siddurim we have printed the bracha, the special bracha, as long as you have not yet started the bracha of hatoyv hametiv in the siddur, in some of the good benches, you have the bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Asher Nosan Shabbosois Lemenucha Li'amo Yisrael Bi'ahava Lo'ois Lebris. And the sitter here says a tremendous chiddush that it doesn't say in this Gemara. Has a chasima Baruch Atah Hashem Nekadesh HaShabbos. So the bracha is a complete bracha with a psicha and the chasima with shame both in the front and the end. So that's what Rav Zera says. He told Tov Lohiske Shal Shabbos Oime Baruch Shenosan Shabbos Sois Lemnuchel Yam Oishol Biyava Lois Lebris. I'm sorry, it does say, I take that back. I'm sorry, I'm referring to Rosh Chodesh.
Is it
the chasima? No, I'm sorry. Yeah, the Gemara says the chasima. I'm sorry, I didn't say the Gemara does say. I'm referring to the next piece of Gemara. Baruch Nekadesh HaShabbos. Period. Amalei Manomra. Who said this chiddush? Who said this? Who said this chiddush? Rav. So it's really Rav said this? Fine. Okay. Very good. If Rav said this, I accept it. Next, Hodi Yosef Kavivikamar Tovlo Hiska Shol Yontoif. If you don't say Yalevi Yovoi, Elokim 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 in the bracha, the third bracha, Oimeb, same thing. You can make it before you begin the next bracha. Baruch Shenosan Yomim Tovim Liamo Yisrael L'Simcha Ulezikoroin. Okay, now here it says the word L'Simcha Ulezikoroin. We do not have that in our nusach. Okay, if you go look in the nusach, if you have a siddur, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Nosan Yomim Tovim Liamo Yisrael L'Sosoinu L'Simcha Es Yoyim Chak HaMatzos Hazeh Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh. Here it says L'Zikoroin. Oh, so you have, okay, look over here on the side, I have an ice test, my Gemara over here. Berif, Rambam, Betur, Arachayim, Beshochanach, Hanusach, Lesos, and Lesimcha, Vechenhu, Bekisveyad, Uverosh, Hanusach, the Rosh, Lesos, and Lesimcha, and zikaroin. So nechnami, when the rush, you have from the rush. It's being machlekas apaisik. The rishonim in different gear sites, and the kisvayad of manuscripts of the Talmud did not have the word lezikaroin. But what about if you had to make the same mistake on Rosh Hashanah? You have the same exact situation. So what do you do then? So here it says on Rosh Hashanah. If you got to say it on Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Tov doesn't have it here. Now here it is. No, this is on Chol Hamoed. No. Here it is. I got. Here it is. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. I guess Tony forgot to say it on Rosh Hashanah. It's not fresh. It was mine. Asher Nosan Yom Tov Lema Yisrael Es Yom Azikar. It doesn't say the Zikar. It just says as Yom Azikar and Azeh. Same thing. It does not say Sosan and Simcha. There is no. Well, I don't know. It doesn't say Sosan Simcha, and it doesn't say Zikar. You know, here at least in this Siddur, it does not have that. King following. I think the majority of them Shulchan Aruch. Fine. Let's go further. Sosan Zikar Merach Mekadesh Shov Ve'Azanim. Amalei Amalei Manah. Who says it's Raf? Okay, very good. Next. There was a third Ma'ishahaya. Ta, he said the following halach, you make a mistake. V'lehizkir shel Rosh Chodesh. Oimer Baruch Shenasan Rosh Chodoshim Liam Yisrael Lezikaroin. Here you say Lezikaroin. Now let me read you what it says now. Now V'loyodana. I do not know if here you should make a chasima. Baruch Ato Hashem Mechadesh Chodoshim or some other similar nusach. V'lo yodani Amar Bo Simcha. No, I do not know if you should glue the word Simcha. And also Eloy Amar Bo Simcha. I do not know if he, the Rebbe, if Rav said so you should say Simcha or not. And I also do not know Ichosam Bo Eloy Chosam Bo. And I also do not know Ididei Idirabe. The one that said this was who was Rav Zeira Chorid of Gidel. Rav Gidl was—he said, "I do not remember what Rav Gidl. If Rav Gidl said this, in the name of Rav, or Rav Gidl was saying this on his own, and I do not remember when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, you should say Simcha. If you should not say Simcha, and I do not remember if he said that you should conclude the Chasima Baruch Ato Hashem Mechadesh Chodashim. And if you look in the Siddur." In the Siddur, in Echnami, we do not have a chasima, and we do not have the word simcha. Here it says, in this Siddur, Nusach Ashkenaz, Em shochach yale v'yovay b'rosh chodesh, Oyme baruch ato Hashem lakinim el cholom, Asher nosan roshei chodoshim li'amo Yisrael lezikaroin. Like the Gemara. Does not say simcha, and does not have a chasima. All of the other brachos, Em toho, v'loy omar, does not, it says there's always a chasima. Baruch Ato Hashem Mechadeh Mekadesh HaShabbos. Baruch Ato Hashem Yad Mekadesh Yisrael V'Yazmanim. Baruch Ato Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos Yisrael V'Yazmanim. And you have Baruch Ato Mekadesh HaShabbos Yisrael V'Yazmanim and Mekadesh Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaroin. All the brachas have a chasima except for Rosh Chodesh. And all of the Mo'adin have L'Sosoin U'L'Simcha, except for Rosh Hashanah, except for Rosh Chodesh, like what the Gemara says. Then Rav Zeira, Rav Gidl, was quoting his Rebbe. Who was his Rebbe? Rav. And the Rebbe was clear as day. When it comes to Shabbos, when it comes to Yom Tov, you should conclude Baruch Ato Hashem Mekadesh, whatever the day is. And it was clear as day that you should say L'Sosoin U'L'Simcha, at least L'Simcha. The Gemara doesn't have the word L'Sosoin. The Gemara does not have L'Sosoin. The Gemara has L'Simcha. For whatever reason, now with Siddur we have the word L'Sosoin. The Gemara has L'Zikaron. In the standard Siddur, it does not have the word L'Zikaron. At least by the Shabbos, by the Mo'adim. And he had a dilemma. What is the halacha? What is the correct nusach with regard to Rosh Chodesh? If you forget to say Yalav Yavon Rosh Chodesh, he did not remember if you say Ava Chasima. He did not remember if you say Sason. And the piece of the now nusach, we do not say the Chasima, and we do not add the word l'sos. Now, more is not finished yet. Gidl bar Rav, you may have a koi kame de Rav Nachman. Toho, Rav Nachman, could you imagine Rav Nachman made a mistake? What a gadlus. Rav Nachman, a mistake. V'hodar l'resha. He made a mistake. And he recited the Birchas in the very beginning. So you think only us mortals make a mistake? Even the Malachi Elohim, he also made a mistake. That's very comforting. My time of Marachi. Why do you go back to the beginning? What are you talking about? But didn't that Rav teach us that if you make a mistake, you don't go back to the beginning, you just say the special Eid of Bracha, Peter Bracha? The Amar Rav, Huna, Amar Rav, Tov, Oime Baruch, Shnasan, Amalei, Lavit, Maralom, Amar Menashe, Menashe, Bar Tachlifa, Amar Rav, Lashmel, Lashle, Posach, Beatav, Ametiv. That's only if you did not say the Shem Hashem, if you did not say Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu, I heard, this whole, you have to be mine, I don't know the exact details, but even if you say Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, if you don't yet say the word Hokel, you can still make those words Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, to the words, to the next bracha, Asher, Nosan, Shabbosois, Lemenucha. But once you say the word Hokel, Avinu Malkeinu, just the word Hakel, it's too late. It's too late. You have to go back and recite the Birchas HaMazon from the very beginning. Next. Avul Pasach ve'atoy ve'ametiv choyzeh l'rosh Amr Rav Yidibar Avin Amr Rav Amram Amr Rav Nachman Amr Shmuel Tov lo yizkesh l'rosh chodesh b'tfilah nu halacha. Let's say you don't say Rosh Chodesh b'tfilah machazirin oisai. If you don't say Rosh Chodesh in tfilah, you have to repeat the Shmona Esha. We know halacha l'maisa only applies by day, not by night. Why not by night? Because now we're not mekadesh chodesh b'layla. Even though second day of Rosh Chodesh. Hold the lemon, Shulchan Aruch, what about the second day? It doesn't make a difference. Even the second day, certainly the first day, when Amakai, you don't repeat over the Shemoneh Esrei, but during the day, you must repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. That's only for Rosh Chodesh. But for Yal V'Yavo on the Chol HaMoed, you must repeat the Shemoneh Esrei every night. The Birchas HaMazon on Rosh Chodesh, you don't repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Ein Machzino Sa'om Alei Rav Ovin L'Rav Amar Maishna, why? Tzilo Maishna Birchas HaMazon, Om Alei. Af Lidi Kosha had the same question. V'Sh'ilti L'Rav Nachman, they only told me, V'Om Alei told me, Nei Demar Shmuel Shmili, I did not ask my Rebbe. Ruba de Ruba, anything that I know comes from my Rebbe. This answer I'm telling you, I want to warn you in advance. Normally it's just the opposite. Normally you say your own Torah. Things that you have from your Rebbe, you say the name of the Rebbe. Here it was Pumpa Karat. Everything that he said automatically was from the Rebbe. But when it's not from the Rebbe, he has to warn you it's not from the Rebbe. Milsa Alamali Shmuel Shmili, Elanexia, now let's see, Tfila the Chayvahi. Tfila is an obligation. There's no way out of it. You have to daven every single day. You have to daven. If you make a mistake and the tefillah comes and the neged the karbanos, and the karbanos are you bring on Rosh Chodesh, you bring a karban mosaf, tefillah the chayvehi machzir noisai. You must birchas hamzayna di boy achal di boy lo yachal. There's no chiyuv to eat a suda on Rosh Chodesh. There's no obligation. It's not a yomtiv. So it's a minor yomtiv. It once was yomtiv, not for noshim, but it's not a yomtiv for men. Mikar hadin. Meila, there's no chiyuv ein machzir nosof. The same matter. If you can't say it, say shalashudis. You don't have to repeat over the shmoneh. We're at Shabbos. On Shabbos, are you mechuyev to eat a suda? Lechatchila, yes. Okay, you mechuyev to eat a suda. Meila, if you forget to say it, say you must repeat over the Birchas HaMazon. Or if you forget to say it, say by shalosh sudos, are you mechuyev to say over? No. Because there's no chiyuv mikradin to eat pas, to have a suda of pas by for shalosh shuris meila b'diyev. If you don't say it, say you don't have to repeat over the birchas hamazon. Elam yad, that's the case. Shabbos, so yom tov yom deloy sagid loyachol. If that's the case, shabbos and yom tov deloy sagid loyachol. The hachin amidi toy hadar. Does that mean you have to say over the birchas hamazon? Amalei, yeah, you're right. Exactly, you got it. Amalei incorrect. Yom rav shila, amar rav ta choizel roish. Choizel roish. But did we not learn above that if you make a mistake, you don't have to repeat the old Baruch Samazin, you just have the special bracha. The Omar Rav Huna, Omar Rav Tova, Ime Baruch Shnasan Nasan. The same answer you gave for Lavid Marlo, Lashonel Shle Pasach Beta the Metiv. I will pass Beta the Metiv, Chayzel Rosh. If you did not yet say Hokel, then you are still safe. You can take that Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam and use it for the Haschol, the Psich of the special bracha Asher Nosan Shabbosis. But if you say the word Hakel, then you have no choice. It's too late. You've already started the fourth bracha. You have to go back and repeat the Birchas HaMazon. Next, Ad Kama Mizamnin. We learn the Mishnah. There's Machloikis, Rabbi Meir, and Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda. What is the shear? If a person eats a small amount of bread, a small amount of food, he's already mechuyev to participate in zimun. What is the shear? So it's machloikis. Rabbi Meir says the shear is a kezayis. And the other man, the Amar, said it is a It is, Rabbi Yehuda says it is a beitza. A beitza is approximately 2 zeisim. It's double. So we have here, now the Gemara makes an assumption that this is machlokes rishonim, that basically this the same machlokes when it comes to one of yimuchiv to be mezamein, and one of yimuchiv min ha-Torah to recite birchas hamazon. Is it a kazayis? When you mechuyev to recite Berachas Hamazon, only a kazayis or a beit? The Gemara will assume now, for the sake of simplicity, that it's totally zebezeh. If you mechuyev to participate in zimun by a kazayis, you mechuyev to bench if you need a kazayis. If you hold you mechuyev to participate in zimun if you need a kebeitza, then you mechuyev only to bench if you need a kebeitza. So we have machloikis, remember the meir choshev kazayis for Rabbi Yehuda kebeitza. We have another machloikis where the opinions are reversed. What are the machloikis? The tan. The chaymish yotza miushlaim v'diskashohoyebiyodoy. There are only two halachas. The chain is going back on the second. The first halach is the first on the way to bring Korban Pesach, and he realizes, wait a minute, I have in my home chometz. I forgot to do beer chometz. If I go back home to burn the chometz, I'm going to miss the Korban Pesach. I'm not going to be there on time to offer the Korban Pesach. What should I do? So if you do not have enough time, you are allowed to proceed to bring the Korban Pesach and be mevatel the chometz in your refrigerator. If you do have enough time, you're mechuyev to go home, destroy the chametz, and then go back and bring your Korban Pesach. L'chein, furthermore, mi shoyotzem Yerushalayim, person is leaving Yerushalayim, and you realize in your pocket there's a piece of meat from a Korban Kodesh Kalim, which is not allowed to leave Yerushalayim. So where should you burn this meat, which has now left the mechitzos, have left the walls of Yerushalayim? It must be burnt. Can I burn it here outside of Yerushalayim, or should I bring back the meat and bring it to the Beis HaMikdash and burn it in the place where special meat that was pasul is burnt. Name of a place, one of the outskirts of Yerushalayim, the outskirts Soif of the Mekomo. You do not what? Hard Soif, what? Mount Scopus here, come again. So imovar tsoifim, soifoy bimakomo, it's not necessary to return. You can be lenient. You can burn it bimakomoy. Vimlav, if not, if you're ready, if you have not yet traveled the distance to har tsoifim, then, or the same thing came with the laws of chametz in your home, limlav choizer v'sorfel lifnabir, you mechuyev to go back into your shlaim and burn the meat in the special designated area where besar kodesh that became disqualified is burnt. The atzeh hamarach with special wood that was used from the Beis HaMikdash to burn it. Gesundheit, ad kama. Now, how much meat does this rule apply? If a person realizes that he has a teeny mashu of besar kodesh, he is definitely now mechuyev to return. And the person is on the way to bring Korban Pesach and he realized that he has a mashu of chametz in his refrigerator, he is definitely not mechuyev to go home and do bir chametz. What is the shear? How much chametz is significant? How much meat is significant to trigger the laws that we've mentioned? Ad kama, heim chayshim, machlekes, Rabbi Meir, Meir Zevzeh, both chametz and besar kodesh that left Yerushalayim, bichebeitza, that's a stira, because he said in our Gemishna, when it comes to Birchas HaMazon, it's a kezayis. Here he says double. And it's Rabbi Yehuda Omer Zeh V'Zeh B'Kezayis. We have a stira. L'chor this to be a degree of consistency. The Gemara says, Amar Nach Amar Yochanan Mukhlefes Hashita. You're right. The Iker is Mesechta Pesachim. Mesechta Brachas is the mistake. It's a very big Chiddush. You'd say Puff HaKeret. You'd say Brachas. You get off on a good start. So you get off on a bad start. Mesechta Brachas, you have to change the gears in the Mishnah Mesechta Brachas to make the Mishnah Mesechta Brachas consistent with what it says in Mesechta Pesachim. The Iker is Rabbi Meir says beitza, like what it says in Pesach, and Rabbi Yehuda says kazayis. That's answer number one. Abaye Mamai says no. Lo ilam lo tebuch, don't switch. What it says here is accurate. What it says there is accurate. Hai luchud v'hai luchud. Each one has its own unique halachas. Each one has its own shiur. Lo tebuch chacha b'kroy klug. We hear the argument by here when it comes to birchas hamozoin. When it comes to zimun, there are psukim. Rabbi Meir savar v'yachalta. Rabbi Meir, you'll eat zo achila. eating. What is stam achila? B'chol Torah kula halacha lemoshe misinai. Stam achila is a zayis. This savata, when it says you'll be satisfied, it's an extra word. Zo shtia. Nothing to do with eating. There's several different kinds of different drasha. Drinking. The achila because zayis. Sometimes you only chayiv to bench if you also drink. If you just eat bread, this is a shita from this Gemara. V'achalta v'savata v'rachta, which means achila shesia, and then you bench. If you eat a piece of bread and you don't take a drink of water, you don't take a drink of anything, any liquid, you're not mechuyev to bench from that higher. It's only midrabanan according to this approach, this mahalach. V'achalta achila v'savata. You only can be satisfied when you eat according to this interpretation of Meir. So one mahalach in the Gemara. This is not halacha, but it's such a shita. Like people tell me they died. They were then placed in Rosh Hashanah. They did Tkiyas Tirash. Anyone have that? Tkiyas Tirash, people are looking for Chumras. Yeah, Tkiyas Tirash, Rash is a mahalach, a chiddush of how you do, you blow shofar. So some of the minug, after davening is over, they blow what's called Tkiyas Tirash. And this is not part of the davening. This is davening is totally over. They blow a very short Tkiyas. The Odiv mahalach. Okay, you want to make him another other opinions. So this is also another chiddush. So v'chalta v'savot zo shesia. You can't really be satisfied if you don't take a drink. V'achila b'kezai, so being that the word v'sevot has nothing to do with achila, so me'elav v'achalt v'achila is b'kezaiis. Rabbi Yehuda Sava, no, v'achalta v'sevot is one term, it's one group, it's one unit. Me'elav achila sheyesh ba sevia, an achila which has satisfaction, satiation. The ezo stam achila b'chol Torah kula comes to nevela, comes to chazir, comes to machos asuris, the leaders of kazais. But when it comes to benching, the Torah says v'achalto v'savota, you have to be satisfied. Svi only comes with v'ezo zo kibetza, a beitza. So when it comes to mesecht brachos, they're psukim. Hasam there mesecht psachim. When you're dealing with sereifa, when you're dealing with Sreifa, but Svar Pligi, Rames of our Chazaroso Kitumoso. Going back is we compare it to Tumma. Now, why does he compare it to Tumma? Because a Svara. Just like me, the Chashalinian Tumma, the Chashalinian Chetz Svara. Just like we found when it comes to the laws of Tumma, there it's a I don't know if it's a pasuk or it's a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. Something is only can transmit, convey tumah if it's the size of a beitza. If you have a piece of food that's tame, that's less than the size of a beitza, it does not have the koyach to be metame something else. So just like we find there's an established rule when it comes to us, there's something called a beitza. When it comes to Tumah, Misvara, when we're dealing with returning back into the Beis Hamikdash to burn, because what do you burn? Generally speaking, what do you burn? You burn things that are Tame. Kadashim, which are Tame, are burnt. Basar, that leaves the Mechitza of Yerushalayim, are like Kadashim, which have become Tame. They also need to be burnt. So we're comparing Yoytze, boss that left the Mechitza, to Tumah. And just like Tumah, the Shir is a Beitza, so to Yoytze is going to be the size of a Beitza. Matimasa biche Beitza, av Chazarasa biche Beitza. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, no. Chazarasa ki Yisuroi. Ma Yisuroi biche Zayis. Eating is because if a person were to eat Besar Kodesh, that's Tomeh, he's Chayiv Kores. What's the Shir? The Shir is Kezayis. So to the Shir Sreif is also going to be, the Shir of Chazar will also be Kachila, and Av Chazar also be Kezayis. So therefore, Hay Luchod V'Hay Luchod, the laws of Masechta Brachos have its dinim, and the laws of Masechta Pesachim have its dinim, they cannot be compared. Okay, we're out of time. Okay, so we'll start a new thing tomorrow, fresh thing tomorrow, we'll leave this tomorrow. It's not so hard.